heart that seeks what's true. The prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers, please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We once again welcome you in our program Mirror the Best صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. In this program we discuss أسوة في رسول صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم as the best role model. From various dimensions of the life of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, biography of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, we select topics and we discuss and what we can learn from the blessed seerah of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And we also have one segment where we focus how did Sahaba, how did the progeny of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Ahlul Bayt, how did Awliya Allah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We also learn one sunnah in this program. There is so much to learn and gain from, but be with us from beginning till end, immense amount of knowledge, insha'Allah azza wa jal, you will be learning today from this very episode. Today we'll be specifically talking about the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembrance of our Lord azza wa jal, and uswa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in this regard. But let's make few good intentions before we proceed towards our segments and topic. As my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset. We should not forget to make good intentions when we are going to perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I'm going to present this program, I make this intention, I will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can make this intention, you will listen with focus, with attention, and you will remember what you learn, act upon, and you'll pass this knowledge on to others too, insha'Allah. Ask your family members, they can also come sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program, insha'Allah. They will benefit from this. Respected viewers, the very first segment in this program, we have got role model moments. Let's include that. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, in this segment, we look at the seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which is relevant to our topic. As we are discussing today, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing the dhikr of Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal, we'll see that what was the routine of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and much more from Quran and Hadith regarding this very topic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 41, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhukuru Allah dhikran kathira.
O you who believe, remember Allah with much remembrance. Now, we have to do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, with much remembrance, when it comes to remember your Lord azza wa jal. And upon this order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, through his practical life, he showed how to act upon this hukm of Rabb Ta'ala Azzawajal, where it says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Remember Allah with much remembrance. And this addresses to the believers, those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She says that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to do dhikr Allah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala every moment. And when the hukm was, as we have learned, that do dhikr with much remembrance, so the excessiveness in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gone to that level that every moment was filled with the dhikr of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, of Rasulullah he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hence, in Sahih Muslim, it is mentioned, an Aisha qalat, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يذكر الله على كل أحيانه. سيدة عائشة صديقة طيبة طاهرة رضي الله تعالى عنها. She says that Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم used to do dhikr of Allah سبحانه وتعالى every moment, every time. الله أكبر. Respected viewers, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not restricted to do the remembrance of Allah through tongue alone. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's preaching of Islam is also dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's matter in this regard, that his awakefulness is also dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the sleep of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is also dhikr of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. Because the sleep of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was not like us, not like a normal people. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once woke up after sleeping and he did not perform wudu and offered salah. Sayyida Aisha, Siddiqa, Tayyiba, Tahira, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She was surprised to see this. And when she saw Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam offering salah without wudu, then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, my eyes sleep, but my heart remains awake. Subhanallah. And it is mentioned in Muslim, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she says that I requested, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you sleep before offering witr salah? And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, O Aisha, my eyes sleep and my heart does not sleep. So, respectfully, as we learn that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to be in the state of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in the state of sleep. And his heart used to remain awake, in other words, and would remain in the remembrance of Lord Azza wa Jal, Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. And subhanallah, as soon as he would go to sleep, he would remember his Lord Azza wa Jal. And as soon as he would wake up, then it was the routine of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He would do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence in Sahih al-Bukhari, it is mentioned that Hazrat Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala, and he mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he would come to bed, or his bedding, at that time he would say, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. And when he would wake up, he would recite this dua, Alhamdulillahilladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhin nushur. Allahu Akbar. I sleep and I wake up. I die and I live. In other words, I sleep and I wake up with your name. You see, this is how before going to sleep he would make dua, and after waking up, what was the dua? On the blessed tongue of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all praise are of Allah Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, for Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, who has granted us life after death, and we are to return towards him. Alhamdulillahilladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. This is how he would remember his Lord Azza wa Jal. This was the routine of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam's routine when going to a toilet, right? And before going to toilet, like a washroom, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after coming out of washroom, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would do a dhikr of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. Hence, it is mentioned, Anas ibn Malik qal, kana an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha dakhala al-khala' qal, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'if. This was the dua which Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam used to recite before entering to Baytul Khala. Respected viewers, we were talking about the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And we talked that every occasion, wherever it was possible, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam seemed to remember Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. He would remember Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. And there is a hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which we learned that when Aqa alayhi salatu wa tasneem used to go to Baytul Khala, meaning toilet, before that he would recite a particular dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'if. And then after coming out of toilet, again, this has been reported, an Anas ibn Malik qal, kana an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha kharaja min al-khala' qal, alhamdulillahilladhi adhhaba anni al-adha wa 'afani. This was the dua. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he would recite. And again, what is there in this dua? Again, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioning the hamd of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, and paying shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise are for Allah, Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, who has taken me out of pain, and he has given me afiyah, peace, relaxation. This is the beautiful way of paying shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every moment, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, every moment was actually in the remembrance of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. And respected viewers, if we look at Sahaba Kiram alayhim ridwan, okay, they used to also do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They used to also follow Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, and they would also do the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they used to recite the du'as which Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam used to recite. Now, again, it has been mentioned that Abu Umama al-Bahili radiyallahu ta'ala, and he says that Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala, and when he wore new cloth, then he recited this dua, Alhamdulillahilladhi kasani ma uwari bihi awrati wa atajammalu bihi fi hayati. Subhanallah. Right? Meaning all praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given me such clothing, okay, from which I cover my private parts, private area, sitr, and I add beauty in my life. Subhanallah. Add further beauty in the beauty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. And then he said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever read this dua after wearing a new cloth, Alhamdulillahilladhi kasani ma uwari bihi awrati wa atajammalu bihi fi hayati. This dua. And then he took the old clothing and he gave it in sadaqah. and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep him under his protection to that person who did that during his life as well as after death. He will remain in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam when it came to do dhikr of Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. Remember Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. Subhanallah. And this is what Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us, respected viewers of Madani Channel. Waking up, before going to sleep, after waking up, right, and leaving the house, then entering into the house, going to toilet before that, and coming out of the toilet after that. On a number of occasions, Allahu Akbar, before wearing clothes, and once you're starting to wear new clothes, subhanallah. Before that, you recite the dua. And then even when you look at the mirror, then you recite the dua, subhanallah. And then in salah, and after salah, before salah, remembering Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. Even at night, when you get up at night sometime, right? And you take turns, then you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do dhikr of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. Various du'as, they have been quoted in the hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And the acts of Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they are shied upon the fact that they used to remain busy in the dhikr of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. And respect viewers, it is very important that we should remain in the remembrance of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. Inshallah, I would like to mention few fada'il of dhikr. Hazrat Sa'al bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala, and he quotes from his father, he narrates that one day there was a mahfil noor, right? A gathering was there, and Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was present there. Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they were also present. One Sahabi Rasul, he came in the court of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is best amongst the people who fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam said, Aktharuhum lillahi dhikra, meaning the one who does dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. He is more in excellence, right? Sahabi Rasul radiallahu ta'ala asked the second question, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is best in excellence amongst the people who fast? Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Aktharuhum lillahi dhikra, meaning amongst the one who does the more dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more in excellence. Subhanallah. Hazrat Sahal bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala says that a Sahabi Rasul, that companion, kept on asking such questions. For example, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is more in excellence amongst the people who offer salah? Right? And then who is more in excellence amongst the people who give zakah? So, like this, he kept on asking questions regarding every possible ibadah. And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa tasneem kept on giving him answer, Aktharuhum lillahi dhikra, Aktharuhum lillahi dhikra, meaning the one who does dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. The one who does dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance is the one who has more excellence. Khalifa Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and he was also present there, and he addressed Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, and he said, Umar, it means the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took all the goodness, isn't it? Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, Imam al-Anbiya said, Ajal, yes. Meaning, oh Abu Bakr, yes, that's right. The one who does dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, he is the one who accumulates all goodness. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. The respective use of Madani Channel. This is the blessing of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that person who does the most dhikr is the one who has the more excellence before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Definitely, fara'id are there, wajibat are there. And those are also different forms of dhikr also, isn't it? Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But amongst them would be the best. Who would be the best? The one who would do more dhikr of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. But alas, people are in negligence, right? And Allahu Akbar, most of the time is spent in unnecessary and useless talks. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala protect us. backbiting, slandering, tale-telling, gossiping, right, hurting others' feelings, watching clips and reels on social media, and then watching films and dramas, astaghfirullah. How much time is spent on all those activities which in certain cases are haram, which in certain cases are useless, which in certain cases are negligence? Allahu Akbar. And we are wasting our every moment in the breath where we could attain blessing, where we could attain the barakah, where we could attain the rahmah. Allahu Akbar. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhukurullaha dhikran kathira. Where we could do a dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, following the commandment of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jalla. Once, Sarkari Ali Waqar, Makki, Madani, Tajdar, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, was present in his Sahabi Rasul. He came and he said, Inna shara'i al-Islami qad kathurat alayya. Meaning, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, no doubt, the ahkam, orders of Islam, the commandments of Islam, they have been excessive upon me. Tell me an action, the amal, which I can hold to tightly. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, La yazalu lisanuka ratban min dhikrillahi azza wa jalla. Meaning, your tongue shall remain busy in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the action. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam taught to that Sahabi Rasul who had asked for an action from the court of Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Mufassir Shaheer Akibul Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Ayn Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he writes the sharah, explanation of this hadith. He says, probably that Sa'il, the one who was asking question, that Sahabi Rasul, right? His question was regarding Nawafil, right? Meaning, Ya Rasulullah, there are so many ibadat which are voluntarily done, nafli ibadat, okay? But tell me one which I can hold tightly. Upon this, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, meaning that every moment your tongue shall remain busy in the dhikr of Rabb Ta'ala Azza. This is why we should also do. Respect you, inshallah, we'll take another segment where we will look at the fact that how Sahaba Ikram, Alim Ridwan, Ahlul Bayt, they clung tight, they held tight to all the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seed of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They did mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Let's take this segment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respective viewers of Madani Shin, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is beautiful sahabi. Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala says that the fat messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the last meeting I had with Aqa alayhi salatu wa salam, at that very moment Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was present, and this was the last meeting. What I asked was, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which amal, the action, is the best, which could get me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, An tamuta wa lisanuka ratbun min dhikrillah. Meaning, O Mu'adh, you should die in a state that your tongue is busy in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala says that, what does it mean? That every moment we should have dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Okay, on our tongue there should be some sort of dhikr. Okay, you never know when death can come. It can come any time. So whenever Malakul Maut alayhi salam comes to seize our soul, to take our soul out, he shouldn't find us ghafil, negligent. May Allah grant us such a life. Respectfully, There are many forms of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Inshallah, we will touch upon the fact that also inshallah. But inshallah, we will see that how did awliya Allah, how did the pious predecessors, how did they remain busy, right? In the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Respected viewers, if we look at the fact, Imam Ushairi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he writes that, my teacher, he said, لا يصل أحد إلى الله إلا بدوام الذكر. Meaning, a bondsman can reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just with the fact that he continuously do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this consistency in dhikr can only take someone to closer and in proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Court, in a sense, a person get proximity in the court of Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. Maninde shama teri taraf la lagi rahe, de lutf meri jaan ko sozo gudaz ka. And this is how these awliya Allah, these friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these sahaba, they used to have this mindset. The act which can get us closer to Allah is zikr, and they used to remain busy in zikr. And Maulana Rum, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, is a great Sufi buzurg saint. He says, Gartu khahi zistan ba abru dhikri u kun dhikri u kun dhikri u. Allahu Akbar. If you want to spend the life of honor, then do dhikr of Allah, then do dhikr of Allah, then do dhikr of Allah. And then he further says, Har gabara dhikri u sultan kunad, dhikri u bas zaywari ima bawad. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that it can make a beggar as king. In nutshell, we can say that dhikr is the noor of faith. Light of faith. It enlightens one's faith. Har kehdi wa na bawad dar dhikri haq ziri paish ash kursi no tabak. Subhanallah. And the one who becomes divana in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one gets lost, one gets mad in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is he indulged in a positive sense, we are talking about, right? Subhanallah. Then that saint of Allah, that friend of Allah, that individual who is indulged and lost in the dhikr of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, okay, arsh and kursi, Allahu Akbar, and all the ranks, okay, they remain under his feet. He recognizes the subhanallah, recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, things then they come under his control through the granted power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he diminishes himself in the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then he gets the recognition of Allah, and Allah grants him so many powers. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she says, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam used to remain busy all the time in the dhikr of Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. While getting up or sitting down, walking, drinking, eating, before sleeping, as we discussed, wudu, okay, before mounting on the animal. So there are so many occasions where Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to remain busy. We heard that. Inshallah, we will learn about our pious predecessors now. Hazrat Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha, karraballahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, he says that it was the practice of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan that they would listen the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, in such attention and focus and with such love and amazement, the way, subhanAllah, they would move like a tree moves when there is a strong wind blowing. Allahu Akbar. And in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they used to shed tears. So tears, they would come out of their eyes, okay, uncontrollably. Subhanallah. And Sahabi Rasulullah, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, and it is mentioned that he had a thread. And on that thread, there were 1,000 knots. And he would not sleep until or unless it was a similar kind of tasbih, right? He would not complete dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that thread. Hazrat Khalid bin Ma'dan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, along with the recitation of throughout the day, he used to recite 40,000 tasbihat. Allahu Akbar. When he passed away and he was laid onto the floor giving the ghusl, Allahu Akbar, at that very moment it was noticed that his fingers were moving as if he was reciting something on his fingers. Allahu Akbar. And doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Umair bin Hani rahmatullahi ta'ala was asked that why your tongue does not stop from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many tasbihat do you read? He replied, 100,000. These were our pious predecessors, respected viewers of Madani Shala. Where do we stand? Should reflect, how many tasbihat do we recite? How much zikr do we do of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much recitation of Quran do we do? Right? We are talking about the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the forms of remembrance which include hamd, tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How much durood do we recite upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? These were our pious predecessors. That's how they did mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's how they used to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because they had learned the true meaning of doing dhikr in abundance. They had learned the fact that how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived his life and how his life was full of ibadah, full of remembrance of Allah, full of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hath karvalle dil yarval. This is how it is said in Punjabi language, that our hands are busy in the work, whereas our heart remains connected to our Lord. This is another concept. One should not become ghafil from the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. Even if he is busy in worldly activities, his heartbeat, right, his connection with his Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal through his heart remains intact. As the Abu Abdurrahman Sulam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he says that there was one wali of Allah, friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to excessively say Allah, Allah, Allah. Once something hit on his head, and due to that, the blood starting coming out of the head. And when that blood came on the ground, through that blood, what was written? Allah, subhanAllah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we also do dhikr of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. Meri zabaan tar rahe zikro durood se bejaah so kabhi na karoon guftugu fuzool. Ameen, ameen, bejaahin nabi ilam. Respective viewers, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he requested the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I want to do your ibadah. And such ibadah through which I have to put myself in difficulty, right? I should feel that ibadah quite difficult. Such ibadah I want to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Musa, do dhikr of mine in loud voice. Musa alayhi salam, who was Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he did the dhikr of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, so why would he find it difficult? He started loving it. He started enjoying it. And then next day, he mentioned the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He enjoyed more. he found more enjoyment in doing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as soon as he kept on doing the dhikr of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, okay, joy was increasing and increasing and increasing, and he was loving it. He was loving it. And then he mentioned in the court of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I wanted to do an idada which would have put me into difficulty. Okay, subhanAllah. But your dhikr is so beautiful and enjoying, so joyful. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, O Musa, subhanAllah, this is my karam upon you. This is my blessing upon you, that you feel joy in doing my dhikr. Whereas look at Fir'aun, Pharaoh, Allahu Akbar. He sacrificed his crown, his throne, his power, his kingdom, everything he destroyed. Okay, he accepted to get drowned in the sea, but he did not like to mention my name once through his tongue. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Respectfully, it is karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we mention the name of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. It is all his karam. It is all his rahmah. It is all his blessing. If this blessing is taken away, then we will be destroyed, no doubt. If Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has granted us the ability, we are breathing, we are alive, we can mention the dhikr of Rabb Ta'ala. We can recite Quran, we can recite the Rood, we can do recite Tasbih, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Why don't we do that? Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's take the final segment in our program.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respectfully, in this program, we learn one sunnah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So today, inshaAllah, we will learn something which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam taught to his own daughter, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And inshallah, if you recite this, inshallah, you will see the blessings. And you probably do also with every salah. Probably you have the habit. If you don't have, make habit today, inshallah. This 7 days, take it as a challenge. And especially when you go to bed, before going to sleep, do this amal, do this act. Inshallah, you'll find so much solace, peace, and strength, inshallah, next day in your body. What is that? 33 times, subhanallah, 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 33 times. 33 times, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And 34 times, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So this is Tasbih Fatima, which you have to recite whenever, inshallah, you go to bed, and then do the dhikr of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jalla this way, inshallah. Remember your Lord Azza wa Jalla. Mention the hamd of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jalla by saying Subhanallah, by saying Alhamdulillah, recite the takbir and say Allahu Akbar. And when you will sleep after doing the dhikr, inshallah, next morning, inshallah, you will be very fresh, inshallah. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, you will see the blessings of the dhikr of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal in your life. On top of that, after every salah, inshallah, if you can do this dhikr, that is also full of blessings and full of rewards. Make a habit of reciting the du'as of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam before going to sleep, after getting up, before going to toilet, after coming out of toilet, when leave your house, right, when entering your house, when getting onto your vehicle, when starting your journey, okay, when coming back, or subhanAllah house, entering your house, right, before eating, before drinking, before changing clothes, recite the dua, before wearing a new cloth, recite the dua. Mention the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on every blessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you. And this zikr will give you blessings. This zikr is something we should do in abundance. And we should mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. That's all for today. We'll be back with another interesting topic in this very program. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat ala Nabi. Inshallah, we'll bring that topic next week. Same time, same channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best. Song.